more than 2.1 million people showed up to vote in Tuesday's primary. The Government Accountability Board, which oversees elections, estimates 47% of the voting age population went to the polls. That's the highest turnout percentage in a presidential primary since 1972. Kevin Kennedy is the director of the Government Accountability Board. He says the turnout was historic. He credits the enthusiasm to presidential campaign visits to Wisconsin, national media attention, and tight polling numbers between candidates.
The elections with the highest turnout is where the voters feel they have a stake, where they think when they cast a vote, it's going to mean something.
Kennedy also said a large number of new voters registered for this election. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio. Tuesday's election was the first real test of Wisconsin's new voter ID law, which some opponents have said creates confusion and unnecessary barriers for some voters. Kevin Kennedy, director of the Government Accountability Board, which oversees elections, says voter ID didn't cause too many hiccups on Tuesday, other than lengthening wait times at the polls.
We know that voter ID is going to create longer lines because it takes longer. Poll worker has to do more things when a voter comes in.
In some Wisconsin polling places, voters stood in line for 2 hours. Kennedy said college students seem to be the group most confused by the new law. His agency is planning to increase outreach to students before November's general election. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.